If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Igor Marak, Mr. Floor, I have heard you talk about a floor cleaner where you can just spray it on. I'm embarrassed to tell you that I have been using a cleaner and water on hardwood floors. And just recently, I tried the Mr. Floor wood floor cleaner. Oh, my God. It is a huge change, and it does, the microfiber gets pretty dirty. I didn't know my floors were so dirty. What a change.
No, absolutely, Wendy, and I'm glad you had a chance to try it. I know a lot of people in the room here have used our products and continue
to use
daily.
I'm so late to the party.
Daily. For years.
It really all stems from a philosophical choice that we made years ago when we developed the product, and that is to simply relocate dirt.
And what you're telling it what to do.
Basically,
I love that. Yeah,
so you know, not to get too far into the weeds, but all we want to do is we want to spray the Mr. Floor, you know, cleaning product onto the surface, and we want to change the surface tension of that dirt. So what does that do? It actually allows the dirt to release from the floor. So if it's a wood floor, vinyl floor, ceramic tile floor, it doesn't matter. We want that dirt to become mobile. And so when you come over the top with a dry cloth, and it could be we love microfiber because it does
awesome.
A really good job. You can grab a paper towel, Wendy, and just basically wipe it right off. So, you know, shiny doesn't mean clean. Clean means clean.
Yes.
So a lot of these products that say they're going to leave your floor shiny, it's an artificial.
It totally
sheen.
Does.
It does.
But it's shiny. It leaves my dirt real shiny. that's what it does,
that's
right?
Exactly right. Yeah. And the problem with that sheen is that it begins to layer and layer and layer and layer, and all of the layers contain microscopic dust and debris. And then that begins to become an abrasive surface.
It's like sandpaper on your floor. So every time you walk on it, you're actually removing part of the finish of the floor, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. We've actually had flooring manufacturers come to us and talk to us about our technology because they're tying warranties to their floors. So if a pre-finished floor is supposed to last 25 years guaranteed, but you're using a product that's actually creating an abrasive surface unbeknownst to you because you're trying to leave the floor shiny.
Right.
That 25 years becomes 10 years real fast.
They're calling the manufacturer saying, your floor
exactly
sucks.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right. So now the warranty is under scrutiny, not because the manufacturer did something wrong. It's because there's incorrect maintenance.
And then
so
the manufacturer's like, your cleaning products suck.
Well, and that's what happens. So warranties now become suspect, and the manufacturers are being blamed, and now we're having
care
conversations about proper maintenance.
I like that.
Well, it's amazing, and we will continue talking about floors, floor products. Igor Marak is here, MrFloor.com. Igor Marak, we have some phone calls for you right now. They've called on the MegaPros phone line, 312-981-7200. Hi, Carol. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. So you've used Mr. Floor products, huh? Are you a new user of Mr. Floor products?
Brand new. We have vinyl flooring that we'd been using white vinegar and water to clean, and it worked, but the smell is just awful.
Yeah.
So I emailed Mr. Floor, and I got a response really quickly, like within a half a day. He suggested a product. We got the product in about 3 or 4 days. It works wonderfully, and their customer service is superior.
Look at that,
wow,
Igor.
Fantastic.
Bravo.
How much did
you
pay her?
So much.
What did he recommend for your floor, just out of curiosity, Carol?
A vinyl floor cleaning product.
Does it smell better than vinegar?
It has a very slight citrus smell, so it's wonderful.
Nice.
That's wonderful. And you know, the other benefit of not using vinegar, you know, vinegar is very acidic. And so even though vinyl floors are very, very durable and the coating that, you know, that they have right from the factory is great, over time it will actually break down that coating and soften it. So not only are you extending the life of your floor, but you're cleaning it correctly. And as we were mentioning before the break, Wendy, you know, we talked about just lifting dirt. And that's really all we're looking to do is just simply lift dirt, relocate it, and allow the floor to do its job.
Well, now I'm confused. Do I put Carol on hold for a free product?
Sure.
Yeah, we got to do it. Yeah, sure. Carol, absolutely.
And,
yeah.
And Carol, the vinyl floor cleaner from Mr. Floor also tastes great on a salad, just like your vinegar.
No, we don't recommend that. You can eat it. We just don't recommend doing
right.
it.
Right.
It's shouldn't. Safe. You shouldn't eat it.
Carol, hang on the line. I'm so glad you're happy.
Thanks very much. I really appreciate it.
Look
Thank you
that.
Very much, Carol. That's wonderful.
So that citrus smell that she was talking yeah. about, is that something you intentionally put in to have an odor, or is there a citrus in there that actually helps clean?
So both, actually. Okay. So all six of our products, Frank, are unique not only in performance, but they're unique in color and scent. And the scent that we put in there actually helps with the cleaning as well. So it's both to kind of freshen, you know, the surface, but it also is designed to help with the cleaning. It's all infused into the formulation.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Maureen has called us, 312-981-7200. Hey, Maureen.
Hello.
How are you? Where are you calling from today?
Mount Prospect.
What's going on over there?
It's a beautiful day.
Isn't
yes, it?
It
is.
South? I
yes.
love it. All right.
So I have a question regarding Armstrong Solarium, which is really an older product, but my floor still looks beautiful. But I would like to know what particular product would he suggest to continue cleaning?
Yeah, so, you know, that product really is an older product. It's older technology.
I know it is.
You know, but it sounds like you've maintained it, you know, and it looks great all these years later. So the recommendation, again, would be not to use anything harsh, chemically harsh on it. Our vinyl and laminate cleaner will actually do a perfect job for you. Just
All
like
right.
the previous caller.
Could you repeat that?
Yeah, sure. It's the vinyl and laminate cleaner. So you just want to go to MrFloor.com and go to the online ordering section. You'll see the little online store there once you go to the website. And basically you'll see the full lineup of our products and look for the vinyl and laminate cleaner. And if you'd like to use the promo code WGN, and this goes for anybody listening, really, WGN promo code will get you a nice little discount off your first order. It's a great way to try our products.
Well, that would be great. But could I also add, I have an Ace Hardware right here.
Yeah.
Would they, by chance, carry the product?
I believe that the Mount Prospect Ace does carry our products.
Yeah,
yes.
I was looking online. It does, because mine doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's quite a few that do.
Oh.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, well, the whole neighborhood is very happy with our Ace, that's for sure. And they're very helpful. If they don't have something, they'll say, you know, we can order it for you. So, but you already told me they have the product, so.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to be going there today.
Wonderful. Tell them we all said hi.
Oh, I will. And would you please do me a favor and say hello to David Hotberg for me, please?
We will. Yeah, he'll be in next week.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll be back next week. I'm just holding down the fort.
Well. Okay, because I love WGN.
Awesome.
It's just
yeah.
great.
Well
thank
for
you for taking my call.
Perhaps you would like to hang on and you get your choice of a Mr. Floor
yeah,
cleaning product.
You could try it out.
How's
Absolutely.
That?
Would it be this particular one?
It sure can.
You can
yeah.
pick
you can
whatever
choose
you want.
It. Hang on and we'll set you up.
Okay, thank you.
I have to make a confession. I borrowed a neighbor's Mr. Floor wood cleaning product
what?
And used my own fiber cloth, but now I just used the WGN code and I'm getting the
there
whole little cleaning kit.
I want to get like
excited.
A can you have like a monthly like subscription, cuz I mean, you know, I burned through it, right?
Yeah.
I got all hardwood floors, I got all them kids and all that stuff. I don't have dogs right now, but I know that's in the future again. Do you guys offer like a monthly discounted subscription?
We do. We actually have an auto ship program. So
oh, nice.
Okay.
Yeah, so basically when you go to the website,
yeah.
you can enable that and you can set your interval and yeah, absolutely.
Do I get a little discount?
Well, we can work
okay.
on that.
Right.
Just put promo code WGN. That's
I've
what I did.
I've always bought my Mr. Floor cleaning product because yeah, I feel yeah. like I should, right? It's a great product. I'd go to a Home Depot and buy Ace and buy yeah. that same product, and it's a superior product, so why not pay for it?
Yeah, no, yeah. absolutely.
Unfortunately, we just got a text from the owner of the Mount Prospect Ace saying, nice sale.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah. It's all right. We'll get you next time.
All right. I believe we're going to take a quick break right here, and then we will return. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. The MegaPros phone line or text line is 312-981-7200. Igor Marak here, Mr. Floor. And Frank, I know you have a question for Igor, but so does our caller. So can we take Judy first?
Sure.
Hi, Judy. How are you?
Hey there. Good. It's a great Saturday morning. Love listening to the show.
Excellent. Did you have a question about your floor?
Yes, I've been using Mr. Floor products probably for about a year and a half. They look great. Everyone compliments me on my hardwood floors. And now they've developed a sort of musty smell, only in one area, in the kitchen. What can I do?
Wow, that's interesting. So just one area of the kitchen has that odor?
Yes.
Do you have pets by chance at home?
I don't.
Interesting.
Are we sure it's from the cleaning product, or is it just so happened?
I don't know. I don't know what it's from.
Is it just in one area?
Is it by the sink or the dishwasher?
Water leak or something.
Or a fridge?
No, it's just sort of more by windows and a vent.
So, you know what's interesting? We actually, I was on maybe a month or so ago, and we had a caller call in and was asking a similar type question. And one of the recommendations, you know, because we went through this whole sort of process of what it could and couldn't be. One thing that, and I think she wound up realizing that she may have had a dead mm-hmm. animal, like a mouse, possibly, because it was by an exterior wall, it was under a cabinet, and she actually wound up calling back in and actually reporting back that they found something unalived behind the wall.
Yeah. Ooh.
So, you know, because again, it's very odd for it to just be one area or a spot. If you had a pet, I would say maybe, you know, there's some pet, you know,
an accident
situation going on.
Yeah.
Right.
Have you opened up your sink cabinet just to make sure everything looks good? Nothing's leaking or any of that stuff?
Right. Okay. Right. It's dry underneath here. Anything I've stored underneath it, nothing has come out wet.
Yeah.
Did you open up the vent itself? Did you open the cover and look down in the vent? Can you see anything?
Yeah, we vacuumed it out. There was just the usual dust and whatever, crumbs.
Yeah, dust and whatever. Yeah.
Interesting. I mean, you know, unless something was spilled in that area and, you know, you didn't get to it right away, that could sometimes develop an odor.
Because your product, you just spritz it on, right? You're not pouring anything on. So there's no way it's penetrating the wood to where it would. Yeah, no way.
No, but like,
I'd go with the mouse.
Like you've seen before too, Jeremy, if you're tracing a water leak from the roof,
it's everywhere.
Right? Yeah. So it to me, this sounds more like, it does sound like you said, either like a dead animal or you have water.
Or water.
I hope it's a water leak and not a dead animal, Judy.
Whoa. No, we totally hope it's a dead animal.
I guess that
more
would be cheaper. I guess.
Dead animal will decay over time. A water leak will cause more problems.
Do you have a basement where you could access under the kitchen floor?
I think so, yes.
So something might be there, right? Like look around. I mean, we did this happen when all that rain was coming or just recently?
No, within the last, month or so.
We got a lot of rain. Yeah.
You could text us in some photos. We can see if we see anything. If you can see it from top and bottom, that would be great.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah, we'll be happy to take a look.
But coincidentally, this morning, I saw a baby raccoon walk across my deck.
Oh, wow.
Maybe there is an air.
Yeah, there could be some.
That could be your answer.
I'm sorry. I love the animals.
So
all right.
Do I. We all do. But it's cycle of life.
Yeah. Judy, hang on. We will set you up with your choice of a Mr. Floor product and hope.
We'll look for those photos.
I don't want it to be an animal, but it will be.
But you want
a
it to be a water leak inside someone's house.
Yeah,
come on,
because
Wendy.
That just gets worse and worse and worse.
A water leak would be harder to trace, Wendy, than a potentially a dead
animal. I know. And the animal's already dead.
Yeah.
Just bury it in the yard.
Yeah. Mm.
All right, Frank, you had a question for Igor.
I do. So I'm putting you on the spot. So my wife and I are thinking of remodeling our kitchen. It currently has tile floor. We're thinking about pulling out that tile in its entirety and then putting in hardwood floor. Now, we already have hardwood floor in the living room adjacent to it. So, obviously, we'd either have to blend that in or... But that was done 8 years ago, right? So, the two main questions is, what risk do I run with hardwood in the kitchen? Like, what do I need to look out for? Mm-hmm. And then, how do you blend in with an 8-year-old or eight-year-old flooring that was resurfaced 8 years ago.
Yeah, so great questions. You know, we are asked these types of questions on a daily basis, Frank. So the first answer to one of your questions would be, how do we blend? So the way we blend is we identify what that living room floor is. And by identification, I mean species, grade, width of the board, thickness of the board. So we will inspect all of it and we will purchase lumber that will be actually the same or as close to that lumber as we can get it. So that's the first thing that will create a match or a blend. The other thing we can do, depending on the direction of the floor, if you wanted to integrate the kitchen floor into that living room, if it runs through the doorway, mm-hmm. we can actually splice the floors together. In other words, we can make it seamless where the kitchen floor flows directly into the living room without a threshold.
Like lace them in.
Lacing, exactly.
How do you blend in the stain?
Oh, just wait. There's more.
So there's more, right? So if you want to integrate it fully, then the living room would be refinished. At the same
or
time.
Any connected rooms.
I was going to say, now it's the entire...
It's one of my least favorite things to tell customers. Look, yeah. Igor makes it sound so nice and fun and everything, and I have to explain to the customer, like, yes, if you want to do that, and you want to do it right. And I think that's the problem, is people think, like, oh, well, the other flooring guy said, well, he'll just hand sand this, and it'll blend, right? Igor and I live with customer expectations that are through the roof, which is okay, right?
Yeah.
Because
no, it's fine.
We care about our name. And the only right way to do it is to sand and finish any floor that touches that floor without a threshold.
Right. But I will say, Jeremy, we do have the ability, and Frank, this would maybe answer the second question, you know, how do we blend it color-wise? We do have the ability to custom mix stains.
Yeah.
And we're very, very good at it, and we can usually come extremely close. The only thing that we really cannot duplicate or replicate is patina or age.
All right.
Yeah. Which just, 8 years, yeah.
Right.
Would it patina?
A little.
Absolutely.
A little.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, anytime it's being exposed to UV light, it'll start to change color. So that's the only thing we cannot do. But we'll get you to the point where we'll reset the clock on it, and it'll start to catch up very quickly as we move forward.
So my favorite cheat code, and correct me if I'm wrong, is putting in a larger threshold there and then just sanding that piece down so then you don't have to refinish the whole hardwood floors.
Sure.
Right? It might not be a perfect match.
Right.
Right?
But it'll be close.
But it'll be close, right. And then you don't have to live with that whole other experience.
100%. And we do that quite often as well, where the rest of the floor, maybe it's not 8 years old, maybe it's a year old, and now you've decided to do the kitchen. And,
a year old.
Why would you refinish year-old flooring?
1 minute till news.
So, mm-hmm.
This isn't Jeopardy, Jared, but you did our house, and I think you did that exact thing, because I was going from vinyl to wood.
Yeah.
And you sanded it. It's perfect.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's done every single day. So you've got the two options. For a lot of our clients, they want full integration. They don't mm-hmm. want a threshold. They want it to look like it's always been there. It's all continuous. For other clients, the rest of the floors are in perfect shape. They just want to add on to the kitchen. Perpendicular threshold. We create a starting and stopping point. We add flooring in the kitchen. We stain it to match as close as possible, and we can come very, very close. Species grade, all of that is taken care of, and it will still look like it's always been there. It'll just have a little threshold.
And to answer Frank's question, putting hardwood in a kitchen, totally fine.
Completely fine.
Yeah.
Completely fine. We do a lot of that, and it's much more forgiving, actually, than having tile, which can break if you drop something.
Oh, yeah.
Dunzo.
You'll dunk my floor, but you won't break it.
Correct.
Nice.